Inez White Faitala is kindly with us for a cordial. Inez has connections to Tārawangate Porou Tainui. We spoke some years ago too, and she's based in Rotorua. She became a practicing valuer throughout Victoria and Tasmania, and inspired by Eddie Mabo and the Mabo case of land ownership, moving back home here to Aotearoa and started working for valuation firms, investigating ways our people can maintain sovereignty in land through a modern construct, such as home ownership. But in order to address a knowledge gap she saw in Māori communities, she started her own business, Indigenuity Limited, with the idea of demystifying home ownership for our people on general and on Māori land. And Inez is joining us from the Sulphur City. Te tuine, kia ora anō, ko Dale tēnā.
Kia ora Dale, tēnā
koe. It's good to catch up with you again. We spoke some years ago.
I do.
So it is, isn't it? Well, you were looking at social equity, and I know you've been acknowledged too by the Atlantic Fellows for your mahi. Let's talk about Māori and housing. Some have the impression it's just out of reach. Do some of our people carry a sort of poverty mentality, don't realise their own potential?
Last year, as you said, I did a whole year's study on this whole thing. And I would agree with you. I agree. Not everybody, of course, but the masses, and through our iwi and our hapu and all of our entities, I feel that we've been deeply conditioned, actually, to believe that Māori home ownership or Māori housing is synonymous with kainga ora and emergency housing, and that all the jobs are there in that industry. We're given jobs to be navigators or emergency support, and that gets into your psyche, you know, eventually. So, yeah, I call it conditioning, and perhaps we've accepted it as well.
Well, it's part of the our minds have been colonised. You know, if we allow that to happen,
yeah.
Our potential is never realised. So it's important that we say, hey, if you work together, you might be able to achieve it. Home ownership, it seems such a far away goal for so many of our whānau. How can we therefore improve our financial literacy skills, Inez? Should it be taught in schools? I do know that it is in some of the high-end schools, but others, and I live in Otahu, so I've got Otahu College here next to King's. I'm saying that King's learn financial literacy to maintain a sort of economic status through generations. The one next door, Otahuhu College, I don't know exactly, but I'm assuming don't have such a focus on financial literacy. What needs to occur here?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I found last year from going to university in Melbourne and being exposed to other people from other walks of life is that, you know, the people who have the so-called literacy, it's no greater education or knowledge or literacy that they have. They literally just have kai table discussions. So in their families, parents, grandparents, topics of discussion include money, include property, include things like when you turn this age, I'll help you buy your next house. So I think the great thing about that is it's less about our literacy. We're completely literate. We have everything we need in ourselves to understand the system, but it's our awareness and our familiarity with the kōrero and realizing it's those kōrero is for us as well. Home ownership is for us, and if we keep talking with our kids at the table or with other people, and if we don't have those people in our families, find them and start talking and connecting to people where it is their normal.
One of our whānau is buying a house and working through a broker, and so there are all sorts of tools to lessen the time frame of commitment. But you wouldn't know that because the banks don't seem to tell you. But brokers say, hey, if you structure this loan in this way, you'll cut 10 years off what it would have taken to pay down. But it seems you've got to go searching for that sort of information. And at times, look, even the lingo seems confusing and it becomes quite complicated. trying to make buying a house really complicated. Can we sort of streamline it so that our people understand the processes better and using terminology that we're more akin to?
Yeah. Well, you know, you could have a point there. I see your point. Although last year I also did some of my own research through my client base and the people who follow me on social media, and I gave away some scholarships to a number of people from different walks of life, different earning, different jobs, different backgrounds. And the common thread through all of them of why they didn't buy or didn't continue to engage was this confidence, traumatic experiences within the whānau shook them, so that when they got to the point of handing in the applications, probably one of the main obstacles I found was people not even putting in an application or not even ringing the broker. And there is part of our history in Aotearoa of having handed down all of the stress that comes with dealing with money, you know, from our grandparents, parents, trauma really from being colonised, and it's just turned into something else now. Now it's about home ownership and not being able to serve ourselves. But I'd have people who were earning, who plenty of money, who very well educated, understood everything, but just couldn't cross the line. And so I actually pivoted, and we ended up doing mostly work on our self and our awareness, and teaching the clients and the people I gave scholarships to disrupt the system and their own beliefs. So I know that's a lot fuzzier than a straightforward answer, but it's not necessarily about literacy and being complex. It's a very vulnerable place to be talking about money sometimes.
Yeah.
With strangers.
Or polite people don't talk about money or religion or politics.
Right. And not with strangers. You know, a broker who's a stranger, who does that? So maybe that's the point, is out we have a collective of brokers and people in the industry who make themselves well known and like put it out there, hey, here we are, and have that familiarity.
A lot of our people say, well, I've actually got interests in Māori land back at the Haukainga, and so ultimately or eventually I'd like to utilise that land. Do we have some advantages in the housing market in Māori that we don't sometimes appreciate?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So there is, there are specific home loans through Kiwi Bank now that are available for building the house on the whenua. And it doesn't take the whenua as collateral, you know, as security. You can borrow up to $200,000 without having needing a deposit. You'll probably need more like $400,000 now, but that's a really good head start for getting the first $200,000 and having interest on the second, higher interest or what have you for the second $200,000. But there are these loans available. And I'll be honest, you may have to work consistently over the period of months because you need to have leases and things in place. But it is there. It is there for us. We just have to be willing to shift, maybe not have to say, I want to buy in the suburbs here. Maybe start with your own whenua, ground yourself, and then take the next step and maybe support the mokopuna or, you know, your kids into homes in the cities later.
Well, Inez, sadly, I think we need to actually schedule a decent time, if you're willing, so we can have flesh this out a little bit more. It's a really important kaupapa because Māori home ownership rates, as you're aware, have plummeted. And so often it's not a physical thing that keeps us at bay, but just a intergenerational trauma issue that we need to identify and then navigate through so that we can be as bold as our forebears. And we're an entrepreneurial people, but sometimes we don't realise what is possible if we seek the right advice and get the right support. Inez White-Faitala joining us. If you'd like to know more about Inez's approaches here, dial up Indigenuity Limited and to get a clearer picture of what drives her. Lovely to talk with you again, though, Inez. Thanks very much for having the cordial, albeit briefly, today.
Sorry, Dale. Always lovely.
Thanks, Inez. Kia ora.